what are my interests and how can I be fulfilled? Because I think those things that we've talked about, you know, travel and do it yourself and the hobbies and stuff are all great and volunteering and you really want to do all that. But does that really fulfill you? Does that really give you purpose?
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. An Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. Today, I'm going to be chatting with Stephanie Cunningham, an American that has relocated to Australia. Her and her husband came out in time to catch the Sydney Olympics and fell in love with the place and came back and settled here permanently. Stephanie and I will be chatting about changing the face of retirement through yoga lightness. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you, Anne. It's lovely to be here.
So can you explain to the listeners where you are located?
Probably from you can tell from my accent that I'm actually from the United States, but I've lived in Australia for 17 years and I'm now down in Newcastle on the coast. So
that's in the state of New South Wales.
Correct, in the state of New South Wales.
And you're on the East Coast.
I am, yes.
So you've had an interesting journey if you've changed continents.
Yes, I did. In the year 2000, my partner and I decided to join a tour of push bikers who went around the world. And that's how we found Australia. We came into Australia in September of 2000 after being on the bike for 9 months and for the Sydney Olympics. And so we almost finished the tour. And then we decided to come back to Australia. And so we've been living here ever since.
Well, that's good. That's a long time to be on a bike as well.
It is. What was interesting to me was that we had, you know, to train for it, you know, all the emphasis was on the physical, you know, because we did on average 100K a day. And it wasn't the physical. If you were physically okay at the beginning, you were usually pretty good the whole year except for accidents. But it was the mental and the emotional because that's 250 people together. And it was quite challenging on occasion.
Mm. So now you're in Australia. So what has it been like retiring to a new country and finding purpose in a different culture?
It was different because I wasn't really thinking of retiring. I was thinking of just taking a year off and I wasn't expecting to come to Australia or anywhere else except to another place in the United States. And what was upsetting was that with the visa we had, I couldn't work. That was a requirement of the visa. That has since changed to you can work at full time if you want now. But at that time, I could not work. And I really didn't know what to do with myself because I hadn't planned for a retirement. I had just planned to be off for a year. And it was very, very difficult. My skills, although at that time were pretty universal, still, you know, I was from a different country and I was a policy officer. So I did legislation and statewide policy and that kind of thing. People didn't really think that it would translate very well. So I couldn't, even if I could have worked, found a place to work in my field. So I started on the volunteer route, which had some bumps, shall we say. And then I started doing yoga. And when I did yoga, I realized how good it was for my body. And I was in my 50s at the time. And so I started teaching yoga voluntarily after I had been certified. And I taught mainly seniors. So I taught in volunteer areas that catered to seniors. And that just kind of grew until as the visa changed and I could work part-time and then I could work full-time, the yoga took over and I gave classes and I started a training and all of that kind of stuff. But I've since changed that. And I think that's one of the tips I have for retirement is that it's okay to change. It's okay to find a new purpose. You may outgrow a purpose or you may want to change it. And that's okay too. You've got a lot of flexibility in retirement and you might as well take advantage of it.
Yes, that's very wise words because it's not sometimes until we get to our 50s and 60s and become empty nesters and we have time to ourselves and to make more choices for ourselves. And it's something that we haven't had in our earlier lives most of the time.
That's true. This is probably the first time that you can really, you just have an expanse of choices and you really don't be afraid to take advantage of them because you do want to have the purpose. And I think that's the big problem with a lot of people in retirement is that they think of all of these short-term goals. You know, I'm going to cruise, I'm going to travel, I'm going to see my grandchildren, I'm going to do DIY, I'm going to read books or whatever the things you couldn't do when you were working. But you have to really think about, is that enough for 20 to 30 years? And that's the average amount of time a person lives after retiring if they are in good health at retirement. And so that's a lot of time to fill and a lot of issues about, you know, isolation and what do I really want to contribute? Because I think almost everyone wants to contribute something at almost every age. And you really have to design it yourself for what you want to contribute in retirement.
Well, that's true. And when some people have been busy working, they don't give a lot of thought into how much time they're going to have on their hands and what they're going to do with that time. Some people say they're going to travel because they haven't had time to travel, but most people don't travel every day of the year.
No, there's very few of us that do that. And so, yeah, like I said, these are short-term kinds of goals or, you know, small goals. And you really need something that's a bit more overarching, I think. You know, my overarching goal, it still is to contribute to older people to make their lives better. And I did it through yoga, which I liked for a while, but I'm not doing that anymore. And now I'm starting to look at, well, how do people have a really successful retirement?
I see. And how is that helping you in contributing and giving back to the community?
Well, I think there's a real myth, if you will, about retirement. You know, you see all these lovely ads, which of course none of us should pay attention to, but you know, people are cruising and, you know, playing with the dog and being on the beach. And it all looks lovely, but it's not very realistic. And I think you really have to, you know, dig deep and say, okay, what have I done before? What was of interest to me? What didn't interest me? And what would I like to do from this point forward? Because, you know, and then you have to fit it in with your health and your finances. But assuming that those are okay, then you really need to say, what are my interests and how can I be fulfilled? Because I think those things that we've talked about, you know, travel and do it yourself and the hobbies and stuff are all great and volunteering and you really want to do all that. But does that really fulfill you? Does that really give you purpose that you think, yes, I am a contributing member to my family, to my community, to my society, whatever it might be? And I don't think people think that big. I think they think in don'ts. You know, I don't have to get up anymore at 8 o'clock and go to work. I don't have to work with this boss. I don't have to work with customers or I don't have to do this. And I think you have to be really positive and say, but what I want to do is X, Y, Z.
It seems as though we've been so regimented that it may be a treat to not be, but after a few months, like you've said, you need a purpose. And I think it does help to have a bit of a schedule, even in your retired life, because you need a reason to get out of bed.
I agree with you. I really do. I think you need to say, I mean, that's about the first thing I wake up. I think, okay, what do I have to do today? And I think that that's really helpful to have a list of things that you have to do that you want to do. And that's the clue, I think, is that it's great to have purpose and it's great to be contributing, but it also should be something that is making you happy and is fulfilling to you and it gives you pleasure. And that might take a while to find and it might take a while to plan, but I think, you know, people get to that retirement date and they don't think a whole lot beyond it. And yet there's a lot of time beyond that, that you need to feel in a way that is good for you, whatever that might be.
Yes, whatever that may be. And maintaining our health is important too in retirement. And I know I am busy, but I'm not busy physically. And it seems to be something that's happened over time that I've gone from a younger age when I was playing a lot of sport and now I'm very much leading a very sedentary life, and I don't think that's very good for me, for my body.
You're right. It's not. Like I said, I was a yoga teacher for many years for people that were over 50. And like I was saying, that sometimes as you do something, you decide that you need to change what you're doing in retirement, just like you do for the rest of your life. So I'm not teaching right at the moment. And it's really made a huge difference in my body. Now, I should be doing yoga every day as a yoga teacher, but I'll be honest, I'm not. So the more you can move, anybody, the more they can move in whatever way that makes you happy. Yoga makes me happy, but that may not be the thing for everyone. The better off you're going to be, because right now I seem to be in a long distance care for a relative that needs some help. And the less you move around, the more it affects your health negatively. So it's really important to, you know, put that into your schedule too, that there's some kind of exercise that you like. I'm not going to say what kind it is, but I would make sure that it's something that is good for your age, whatever the age might be, because like in yoga, a lot of yoga isn't good for people that are over 50. It's too strenuous. It's assuming that you have a very young, flexible body. So, you know, look for something that is catering to your age group.
Yes. And all people have different abilities and disabilities, I suppose. I mean, I personally have had my knees replaced a few years ago, and I now find that I can't kneel. So getting up and down off the floor is a bit of a task for me.
Yep. Yeah, I've had several students who've had knee replacements, and it seems to be very varied. You know, some people come back and there's no problems, and other people always have trouble getting up and down. So it kind of depends on, you know, your own particular diagnosis. But yes, those are the kinds of things you need to think about. If the thing about older bodies is we've used them all of our lives, so they're all extremely unique. And they have their own little quirks. And, you know, you should know your own body and know what it can do, which is really good. That's something you learn really well in yoga. And it helps to then let you choose where you want to exercise. I mean, you know, obviously, I can't think of anything offhand that's kneeling other than yoga, but you probably wouldn't want to choose anything where you were kneeling a lot.
Yeah. So what do you think an enjoyable retirement entails, because it's not always what they say on the advertisements, is it?
No, it's not. I think it's having the ability to create a schedule, a life that you want. So, yes, you want to look at your health. You may or may not want to look at what your financial situation is and keep track of that. You want to find something that allows you to be with other people if, you know, to the extent that you want to be. Some people don't need a lot of interaction with others. Others need a lot of interaction. So you need to think, am I the kind of person that wants to be with other people, or am I the kind of person that likes to be alone with only occasionally going with other people? Either way, that needs planned, because most of us have our social interaction at work. And or things that are attached to work. And so all of that is gone as you retire. So you really have to work at it. You really have to make plans to say, okay, I'm going to go to this thing or that thing. And one of the things I want to do is talk to some people. So much of what we did was centered around work and provided us with so many things that we need. And now we have to provide that for ourselves. And I think it's not impossible, but I think one of the reasons that there's such a large amount of depression in older people is because often they are isolated. And let me put in a plug for podcasts, because I think that podcasts are very helpful for isolation. You know, because it's like a conversation. You and I are having a conversation. It's like somebody's just in there with us, you know, listening. And I think it's really helpful. It provides information. It provides, you know, some kind of being with other people, listening to conversations. They can take the information they learn here and go talk about it with someone else. So just a little plug there for podcasts.
Yes, it would be nice if we could get them, the operators of the retirement villages, to have it broadcast through their lounge room or somewhere, or through their living rooms.
Oh, good idea. I didn't ever thought of that, but that's a great idea. Yeah. Because then they could all come together and then talk about whether they agreed. You know, they may totally disagree. That's okay. Cool. At least they're talking about it. And I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
We'll have to work on that.
Okay. So your podcast is going to be called The Changing Face of Retirement.
Yeah.
Will you have an international audience or?
I hope so. I have one podcast, which is Changing the Face of Yoga, and I do have very much an international audience on that one. Changing the Face of Retirement, well, I'm looking to launch the last week in July. And at that point, I hope I've gotten the message out. And I really do need to do education, because unfortunately, people over 55 don't consume podcasts at rates that other ages do. So I need to do some education about how to get them listening to podcasts. It's really quite simple. It just seems a bit intimidating, I think, at first, but it's quite easy to do. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to starting that too.
Okay. Well, it's been great chatting to you today. Stephanie, do you have any parting words that you would like to share about finding fulfillment in retirement?
I have two things. One, I would like to say that, you know, just imagine yourself in 5 to 10 years and what exactly are your goals at that point in time and what is fulfilling you, so that you have kind of a long-term view of what your retirement is, to get beyond the great stuff you want to do immediately. And the second thing is, if you'd like just some tips on what to think, I'm not telling you what to think, but areas to think about, you can go to my website, which is www.yogalightness.com.au/changing the face of retirement, and get a free little page that just gives you 7 tips on what to think about when you're retiring.
Well, thanks very much. It's been great chatting to you today, and I look forward to hearing your podcast.
Okay. Thank you, Anne. It was lovely being on. I really appreciate it.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.